Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker, an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the Joint Performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. And we have John W. Spring here. John, we've got lots of things to go on. We had an amazing show last hour with Dr. Betty Martini. We have links up. By the way, I provide customized protocols. In fact, if you want to detox from aspartame, I have basically three or four layers. The first layer is to detox your body, to improve your detox pathways, get rid of free radicals. And second layer is to actually use technologies including infrared sauna, cell vital mat, and photon sound beam and sonic wave, including atomic plasma frequencies. And the third wave is actually IV and other therapies that we can use if necessary. What people should understand in hyperbaric oxygen treatments, what people should understand is our world is very toxic. Toxic information, just before the break, you mentioned when you were talking to Todd, that a lot of the information, even in the alternative media, is, I call it the four categories. Much of it, 75 to 80%, is probably disinformation or misinformation. Even the alternative, so-called conspiracy categories. The regular news is basically useless, except for a few small bright lights here and there where they try to cast things like Tucker Carlson on Fox News, but he even has red lines he won't cross. I'm sure he's probably not likely to invite either you or I on his show, although I'm trying to contact him to see if I can get him to actually bring us on there. We need to get direct contact with President Trump and some of his advisors. He's woefully short of information. Now, you know, you might think of the man as he's an amazing businessman. He's also been pretty tough to survive the persecution of the last 2.5 years. He is doing some right things, but he's also screwing up royally. And the reason is he's got bad advisors. Most of them are globalists like PNAC or CFR, etc. He also, although he's wise at business, like one thing he learned from his father is to be a blue hat, or what we call a blue-collar billionaire. Get down there in the trenches working with the steel workers and the glaziers and so on. He needs to get down here in the trenches and talk to people like you and I that have actually been through hell to know the truth we know, like you were the whistleblower for the first Cuban Missile Crisis and the Grenada Crisis. I work with the FBI and CDC and FEMA, etc. I know what's going on inside the government. I work with classified projects, including Special Op and Delta Force. And what I want people to understand is I took care of the employees working on the missile defense at it's White Sands Missile Base and at Vandenberg, and we don't have, to my extent, a sufficient missile defense from either cyber hacking, EMP from a coronal mass ejection, or an EMP weapon that can be launched in near space. You could simply launch a missile up 100,000 feet, 300 miles off the coast, and nobody would even know you're there. You could be on a fishing boat, have an EMP burst, and it would knock out the power grid on both coasts, and before you know it, you have a country consuming itself in cannibalism, violence and devastation and dehydration. People don't know this. They don't realize our civilization is hanging by a thread. Just like the Mormon prophet said over 100 years ago that the Constitution is hanging by the thread, the Mormon Church will come and know. The Mormon Church has been captured by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers after they made a misstatement and got involved with a sugar plantation in Hawaii. And now pretty well every organization on earth and every religion on earth is completely consumed and controlled by the global Luciferic agenda. And that includes the right and the left, which is why they're persecuting Trump. And Trump needs our advice. I mean, if Trump could sit down for half an hour on the phone with you, me, and my top advisors, we would be his Samuel counsel, like the high priest that talked to King David to get him back on track after he killed Uriah and took his wife. He would get him back on track to deal with the border, to deal with immigration, to deal with international trade, to deal with missile defense, to deal with toxic food, to deal with the craziness of the 5G network instead of fiber optic everywhere in the country. I want to see the rise of the phone booths so people can talk to their conversations privately rather than walking around or being in a restaurant talking openly about private matters where they have no business doing that. I think it's an obscenity. And what I want to see is I want to see some rationality to our politics rather than the politicians like the Democrats. They're so ravenous for power, they're like a drug addict wanting the next hit. They don't care about the American population, people dying or homeless or people can't afford health care. They could care less whether these emigres coming from Central America are escaping drug cartels, which we won't kill, the cartel chiefs that are some of the richest people in the world, and also our agencies like SAD, Special Activity Division of CIA, that are in conjunction with Fast and Furious under the Obama administration and are directly collaborating because there's $2 trillion per year just with the drug trade, let alone the organ trade and human trade, making money so that they can actually do weird projects like deep underground military bases, genetic engineering, off-world space projects, etc. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're making all that up. You're a conspiracy theorist. I have more knowledge than you can imagine. If I opened the full fire hose, your brain would burst. Okay, there. And people don't have the cojones to dare to call into my show and disagree. They just want to do ad hominem attacks. I once in a while get cards from these idiots. I'm thinking, I care about you even if you're intellectually inferior. I cannot fly at the speed of light, but I am intellectually and spiritually Superman. And I want people to understand that. I'm not here by my own sake, by the way. I've received unbelievable persecution from relatives, friends, colleagues, the regulatory authorities, etc., and the government threatening to kill me for knowing the truth, including back in Oklahoma City. And I'm sick and tired of it. I want people to understand, you need to understand, you cannot kill the message by killing the messenger. And that means we need to get this message through to Donald Trump, because our nation is about to, as Jared Kushner, sign a treaty in the Middle East, which will sort of back off temporarily Russia and China, but it won't stop the danger of Lauchila Island or Kaliningrad in Europe or anything else, including biological and chemical and scalar space-based weather weapons, which, by the way, Russia also has, that can destroy our nation even without nukes. People don't get this, do they? They don't get Some of the best hackers in the world are the Russians. They're mathematical geniuses, and so are the Chinese. You know they have over 250,000 in Tianjin, China, in eastern China, blue, what's called the Tianjin Blue Cyber Army in China, that actually are hackers into our power grid system, including our air traffic controllers, our power grid, and even our sewage treatment plants. People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. And part of the dilemma, if I may go back to what you were saying earlier about us being able to meet with President Trump, one of the dilemmas that we face now, which I believe you brought out at least 3 weeks ago,
right,
is that they have hired Elliot Abrams as their special envoy for Venezuela. And people forget that he was the key architect of the Iraq War.
Which is a total scam. In fact, remember the... I call Colin Powell, I call him instead of Colin Powell, I call him Colin Powell because he's full of S-H-I-T. I mean, honest to God, they had this truck that looked like a Schwinn ice cream truck, and they said it had biological or some other weapon in it. These people are nuts. What he did have, Saddam, it had Gerald Bull's super cannon, which, by the way, we apprehended. Gerald Bull was a munitions expert that worked in multiple countries, including Britain and Canada. He's probably the most brilliant munitions expert in the world in the last half thousand years. He developed the most advanced system for linear accelerator tubes to put something like a Toyota into space or fire plasma rockets. And Saddam Hussein had this. Saddam Hussein also had other types of weapons, including biological weapons we gave him, including the weaponized anthrax from Michigan. Okay, and I threatened to actually do testing on some of the people that were my patients back in the mid-90s in Colorado Springs that came back after getting these weaponized super anthrax vaccines, and they were ruined. Their health was ruined. They threatened to say, Deagle, if you do testing on them or testing on their dead body parts exposed to depleted uranium, you'll be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? He said, how about dead? I said, you know what, Major Swinder? You're going to repent of that before you go home tonight. Or you're not going to put your socks on tomorrow morning, bud. And guess what he did? Because guess what? I'm not exactly passive. People say, well, why aren't you dead like other alternative doctors? Because there's a side to Deagle that literally scares the devil. Okay? I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. And you want to mess with me? Sorry, fella. I had one guy last year when we came on with shows with Josh Bernstein. And I got his actual name on Facebook when I actually threatened to shove a gun down my throat. Let me tell you, buddy. You come to my town or city and threaten me or try to cause harm, I'm going to arrange an appointment to meet Jesus because you're going to die. You're not going to survive it. You try to harm me and my family, you're going to die. All right? It's not going to be like you're going to go to trial and all this stuff. No, no. You try physical violence against me and my family, it's going to be violence that you'll be exposed to, and it'll be exotic. You won't see it coming either because I'm a master at all kinds of technology. And I want people to understand this. If I have to spread this technology to my other fellow Americans to make sure the global elite can't get their way, I will. I will. And let me tell you, there's nobody more dangerous on Earth than me. That's why the Pindar, 27 years ago, visited Deagle to become his understudy, because he wanted me to take over his position as a Pindar of the Druidic Council and take over his position when he ascended. physically visited me. So you have to understand, I'm not a minor player in this, and I want people to understand, I take people that deserve respect, like John W. Spring, seriously, and President Trump better damn well, or the American public will die, and up to 300 million will die in hours once there is a final breakdown of the so-called treaty that we're going to have in the Middle East with Jared Kushner, his Kabbalistic warlock son-in-law, signing. Because it's only going to hold back the winds of destruction for a day and an hour. It'll stay 3.5 years, and then God help us when it breaks, because it will break. Islam and the globalists will not tolerate this, will they?
No, they won't. No, they won't, Dr. Deagle.
And people need to get it. And Russia and China, by the way, they would rather that we work out a peace arrangement so we can have trade and Russia can actually have an economy there, probably biologically and historically natural allies. They supported us during the American Revolution. They supported us during the break with Britain. And Russia would be a natural ally. And that's probably why the British decided to take down and destroy with the Bolshevik Revolution, which was sponsored not only by the British, but by the Vatican. Their cabal actually destroyed the Romanovs and brought in the godless atheists to kill. The first group they killed, by the way, were God-fearing Jewish people, the people of the book, the rabbis, the rabbinical council, and the believing Russian Orthodox church leaders were the first to die, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't get this. They don't realize.
Yeah.
They don't realize this. And then they forget history. So because, as it says in historical books, as a Roman historian says, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it, aren't they?
I think that was George Santayana, but...
Yeah, exactly. But he's repeating a statement by an ancient Roman historian called, I think it was it Tacitus? I'm trying to remember. The Roman historian said the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, that goes back quite a
couple thousand years.
Yes. Yes.
So let's get into your latest statements. You have usually bring out at least one or two or three letters a week. And I want you, by the way, we're going to be posting this up in video afterward on YouTube, but I want to get this up to Trump. I'm desperately trying to get a hold of some Trump's family, whether it's Lara Trump or Trump Jr. or whatever. We need to get through to Donald. Donald needs to have us, as I said before, and I'm going to say it again, and people think, well, you're just arrogant. They go, no, I'm not. I'm willing to die for the truth, and I will die for the truth. Okay? I want to realize that I want to save people not just from physical destruction and death and misery, but spiritual annihilation, because those who are not saved, God will annihilate you. Okay? Not the devil. The devil's going to pervert you and shorten your physical life, but God himself is the creator, and he is also the destroyer. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. They just think that they can keep doing whatever they damn well please, and life is going to go on.
It's not going to go on. There's going to be an end to it. And a lot of these people that think they're going to have another party, or they're going to have, hot drinks in hell with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. Sorry to ruin your day, but it's not going to happen. And, that's why it says in the Bible, woe to you when you see, for the devil has come down to you, short as great as his wrath, because his knows his days are numbered. He is going to be annihilated, even if he's around for trillions of years. The devil, who has literally confounded probably galaxies, not just Earth and planets, this beast being, the super being, will be the super scientist and super technologist and prince of the power of the air, will be destroyed. And people don't understand that. The God is going to indwell us as a human race, and we're going to become the everlasting bride of God. And that transition period is going to be very painful. The birth pangs are about to start happening. If you've ever been in a delivery room, you better have earplugs, because there's going to be a lot of screaming. The problem is people aren't screaming for the truth yet. If Trump knew exactly what you and I know, he would be begging to have time to talk to us, but he's not. God help us if Trump and the people around him and the globalists around him do not listen. God help the human race, because the human race is doomed without the intervention of God through people like us, because God can do it himself. But you know what he always wants? He wants the grace to be operational through his body, through his people, like you and me, telling the truth on air, telling him face to face. That's what he wants. God wants us to become his everlasting bride, and the only way to do it is to operate in the will and the intentions of God. As I say, the only way to do good is to do God and add an extra O to make it good.
Amen.
Without adding the extra host, and we're going to get into the next segment, how late the hour is with a very dangerous time here when Jared Kushner is ready to sign this treaty. Russia and China are just ready to do whatever they can.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented formula for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt's Soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And welcome back. You mentioned a very interesting term from the 1980s that the Russians developed called the Mach Schnell tactics. Can you expand on that? And we have also what's going on in Punta Huerta in Nicaragua, where not only a bishop has been recalled, but there's been a lot of people killed in local protests going on in Nicaragua, which is a totalitarian state directly allied with Russia. What's going on?
Well, Daniel Ortega has been able to survive for decades now. This goes back to the 1983 Nicaraguan missile crisis, which was the main reason why we invaded Grenada, because Punta Huete was then also under construction, and we were able to get to President Reagan and his administration with little thanks or gratitude, but we were able to finally convince them that they had to invade that island for the same reason that a similar very long airstrip was being constructed on Nicaragua at Punta Huete, which is on the northeastern edge of Lake Managua, north of the capital city, Managua. And the sole purpose of these was to have these long airfields that could accommodate the AN-24, the Antonov, Ruslan giant air transports, which could bring in not only a mobile missile launcher fully integrated with control panels and everything else, but also several intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with nuclear warheads.
They're going to set up in 15 minutes after the jet lands. After this big Antonov jet lands, they're operational immediately, aren't they?
Yes. This was with 1983 or early 1980s technology. And they've made a few improvements since then, Dr. Deagle. Even though they lost Grenada back in the year 2009, they were able to acquire access to La Orchia Island. And people don't realize that construction began as early as 2010 by the Russians to make a very long runway on that small island for the sole purpose of two things. Basically, as a stopover refueling point for having the air transports continue on to Punta Huete, and also because it is in line longitudinally with the eastern seaboard, missiles could be fired from that location. But one thing we need to understand, and this is why...
And that would also, by the way, obviate the problem what's called a Coriolis loss of guidance. In other words, when it's coming over the North Pole to the South Pole, they lose guidance control. But if it's directly south of the seaboard, it means it's easy to hit our major naval base for the nuclear submarines and ships, the capital of Washington, D.C., New York City, and all the eastern seaboard, which is the major population center of America with over 95 million to 100 million Americans.
Yes. What people need to understand is, as you just pointed out, Dr. Deagle, because of the Coriolis effect, it is far more accurate to fire a missile from either the Caribbean or Central America at the United States.
Right.
And because of La Orchia's island location, which is further west than Grenada, it's almost in perfect alignment with the eastern seaboard to the point that it can be fired with even greater accuracy, no deviation at all from the Coriolis effect, and in a matter of minutes. Now, as you pointed out several times on this program, we do have satellite imagery technology which can detect nuclear missiles in any part of the world at any depth. But with this technology or strategy that they have developed, which I call Mach Schnell, the nuclear weapons are only there at the launch points for only a brief period of time.
Right.
And so by the time a technician realizes that there are nuclear weapons on Lach or Chia Island or at Punta Huete, they will already be fired on their way to Washington and Chicago and even here on the West Coast.
Right. People don't understand that. And you see, we have multiple layers. We have cyber attacks. The Russians are probably the most sophisticated cybernetic tacticians in the world, even more than the Chinese. They can do a cyber attack on our power grid, our air traffic controllers, or even our sewage treatment plants and our power grid. But they can simply do an EMP weapon. They don't have to hit the cities. If I was going to plan a strategy, and I always beat the Russians, the first thing I'll disrupt air traffic control first before I would fire off an EMP-based La Rochilla Island nuclear weapon, not to strike the military bases, but knock our power grid. Once they poked out our eyes, it would then poke out the eyes in space because the Russians and the Chinese worked on satellite-killing super satellites and ground-based systems. Once they knocked out the satellite-based systems to not get a counterstrike against Russian cities and towns or to see where things are coming from and identify and decide to activate our missile defense systems because we have multiple layers, not only in the dew line across Canada, etc., but also other areas. The next layer I would do is I would actually hit military bases with EMP weapons, and I make a phone call to the president and say, if you don't want your cities to be destroyed, surrender. And it's my feeling that this is planned by globalists because they want America to surrender to a global order. Now, the Russians themselves are terrified that we all have counterstrikes, so what they want to do is see if they can knock out our counterstrike system. So the Russians and the Chinese and now others, especially the Chinese, have actually been researching into satellite-killing weapon systems. And what Trump is talking about is a space force. He needs to get a little bit more with it. The most deadly thing is to have a weapon system that completely protects us against incoming nuclear weapons, hardens our power grid with Dr. Pai, who works for the special council that was set up long before, way back in the days of Reagan, so we would have plasma lines rather than power distribution substations and UHF transformers. We need to start transitioning to regional power backup systems, so we have power grid stabilization with storage. My nephew actually developed the power grid stabilization transformers. He had his PhD in plasma physics at 17 from Princeton University and developed the first system for storing power, gigawatts of power, in underground storage containers using compressed air. And he's selling them all over the world, okay, with major corporations. What you have to understand here is there's some people in my family that are unusually smart. And my niece is actually one of the smartest of their. She actually was able to develop this technology by the time she was in her late teens. So what people need to start understanding is what's going on here now is we're jockeying. And because Russia has been at odds with America because of the 2.5 years of the Mueller gate, Trump has not been able to try to negotiate with Putin to try to take an enemy and turn him into a potential collaborator. I'm not saying friend yet, but a collaborator on business and on trade, on also nuclear defense, which, by the way, Ronald Reagan suggested with the LaRouche Foundation that we should share missile defense so no human being should be in danger of being destroyed by a missile or an advanced biological, chemical, or scalar weapon or space-based weather weapon. That's the problem, is we don't have a defense-averse strategy for all life forms and humanity on the planet. And as a result, any rogue nation with even a small number of nukes or weather modification or hacking technology could destroy major nations. And people think, well, you can't do that. Look, I'm smart enough, I could develop a bioweapon for $1,000 that could destroy most of the people in America. Now, if I can do that, imagine how many people that are smart, almost as smart as me, could do that or use scalar technology or hack into the power grids and bring it down, and the population will eat itself alive. And in my own classified documents I have from both the Australia, Canada, and the United States for almost 20 years now, have said that 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months if just the power grid goes up, let alone all the other layers of disaster that could strike us. So the problem is, Laurentian Island, these are the most immediate because the launch on warning danger is narrowing. It used to be about 20 to 30 minutes. It's down to a few minutes now, so we don't even know what's coming. Or if they knock out our space-based warning systems, we're going to launch, and everybody's going to die, and the planet itself will die. That's what's happening. And we're going to have a nuclear winter. We'll have a disappearance of the ozone layer, and most of the biosphere will disappear, plus the ability to convert carbon dioxide back to oxygen, so the magnetosphere will collapse, and we'll have a major disaster. Even going outside will burn you and kill you almost instantly. People don't know this, do they?
No. Now, Dr. Deagle, I respectfully believe that your theory could be the one that they use. But there is a more brutal alternative that I think we should also consider.
Oh, yeah, that's what I call the layered theory. I agree. That's a layered theory. But they may just launch. I mean, do they need to actually do this? The Russians, by the way, did a simulation October 5th, 2017, as is shortly after Donald Trump got elected. And they actually did a simulation with one quarter of their population, or 40 million, simulating a nuclear war with the West, with Europe and America. The average Russian citizen, told by RT TV, is told that they're waiting for the date when America tries to nuke Russia. That's why, for example, the so-called Joint Strike Fighter, and I know the engineer that designed it, is not a Joint Strike Fighter. It's a stealth bomber with the radar signature of a bird that can fly at near Mach 2 to 2.5 and bring in a payload of 6,600 kilograms of highly radioactive nuclear material and very accurately target cities, towns, and military bases. Russia has, we have 2,700 plus of these, and they're now in refurbishment under Donald Trump by not only us but our allies. In fact, we stopped selling them to Turkey because Turkey's not playing ball with us because they're an ally in NATO. Turkey had these Joint Strike Fighters. People don't realize that we have a lot of these out, and they're not just us. The Saudi Arabians have them. The Israelis have them. And they can fly in and stealth bomb the crap out of a country, and they wouldn't even know what hits them. They have no warning because we're coming in with a radar signature of a bird. They're not going to show us our thermal signature of a satellite or a missile launch or whatever. They're just going to see all of a sudden their sky turn purple, and all of a sudden there's a radio burst, EMP, and x-rays, and their cities dissolve. Literally, that's what's going to happen. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, well, no wonder they're paranoid. They should be paranoid.
Yep. Right. By the way, this is not really related to what we were just discussing, but Turkey does have the license to manufacture the Stinger surface-to-air missile. And, because
and also a version of the Imran Abrams tank. Also the Imran Abrams tank.
Right. But one reason why I still believe, Dr. Deagle, that in all probability it will be a nuclear rather than EMP is that the work started on the construction of this airfield back in 2010 after they had reached an agreement with Venezuela in 2009.
Right.
And there was also a revamping activity going on at Punta Fuerte in Venezuela, in which Vladimir Putin visited during a photo op. During that same period of time. So it is my belief that Putin is still using the 1980 plan, which led to the invasion
Andropov,
of Grenada.
Yeah, you're talking about the Andropov plan.
Correct. And therefore, for that reason, I believe that his desire is to completely obliterate and destroy the entire United States. I think he's a madman, and I think, unfortunately, he's been misdiagnosed as a moderate, someone that you can work with. And
I agree with you. We can see the evidence of that. I mean, look at how you see some of his functionaries that try to fight him end up radioactive with polonium. Or they end up in prison. I mean, he's just recently passed a law to get rid of fake news. Fake news is anybody that criticizes Putin. That's why I've changed his name to Rasputin. He's a devil. He's a monster. And people don't get it, do they?
And of course, the system makes the monsters rise to the top. Now, he's not a tall monster, but he's a bad one. And he doesn't drink vodka, so he's completely manic. This guy is completely out of control.
Yes. Now, I will say this, that I have been persuaded in the past by disinformation.
Yeah, what, persuaded what way?
Well, for example,
Okay, when we come back, we'll let you finish persuading us. How's that?
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here. John, the immediacy of this situation is very serious. We've had 2.5 years of distraction by the Democrats and the globalists on the right, because remember now, both the Republicans in the House and Senate, actually many of them voted against Trump and even the border issues.
Yes.
The border issue, by the way, there's not just Mexicans and Central Americans, there's people from 50 countries, including terrorists. There's 10,000 plus terror cells from Islam inside America. 42 was actually live ammo. I know actually some of the locations of them. One just outside nuclear, the city of New York. They call it Islamabad, I think they call it, or something like this. It's like right outside New York City.
Well, that's the capital of Pakistan, but...
No, but they have one out there. It sounds like Islamabad, but it's similar. It's like it's a little actual site right outside New York City, which is a multi-acre, like 100 acres, that's actually a terrorist training site right outside New York City. What people should understand is Trump is trying to do some things right. He's screwing up a lot. He's distracted. He finally is starting to actually punch back against the media. I want to see the Huber and the Horowitz reports come out, and I want to see, as Barr says, start to prosecute the investigators that started Mueller. And this Mueller report with 11 points to say that, you know, he didn't collude, but maybe he tried to obstruct or was so enraged he told some of his people that he wanted to fire different people that would have been considered obstruction. And now these idiots inside the Democratic Party are talking about impeachment. In fact, now there's a counter thing. We talked about this in the last hour, on the first hour with Gary Franchi, about the fact there's actually a sponsor now to actually impeach AOC. This maniac, along with the other Muslims there, like Ilhan Omar and others, that want to have an impeachment of Donald Trump. What they're doing is they're not just... They're paralyzing the office of the president. It wouldn't matter who's in there, Democrat or Republican. They can't do the business of protecting the nation because they're so distracted by these internal attacks. And if Trump was able to visit with us a half hour a week, and maybe visit with you for hear about the missile defense systems and other issues that need to be dealt with, how to fix health care without going to a total socialized system that'll crash the system, cause bankruptcy of hospitals and doctors, destroy insurance carriers, etc. People don't understand that what's going on here is meddlesome globalists, both on the left and right, are making us defenseless against nuclear missiles, defenseless against economic chaos, and defenseless against an invasion that wants to make permanent democratic totalitarian control by a bunch of social globalist, atheist Satanists. And that's what it is. When they're talking about infanticide and post-birth abortion, infanticide, yep. You have to understand that what's going on here, this is the end of the road. Even abortionists, 93% of abortionists wouldn't do what these 93% of first trimester abortionists wouldn't do a late term, but legislators like this doctor and these people in Virginia and elsewhere are pushing for, and all the Democratic Party, every one of them, are pushing for infanticide and late term abortion to the moment of delivery or even after. You know,
that's criminal.
And then it's criminal. It's beyond criminal. I call them the weederly. In other words, instead of the elderly, I call them the weederly. The unborn humans that are now conceived. And if we totally criminalize abortion, which should be criminalized. And by the way, one of my previous pastors was the product of rape and incest, and this man was one of the most wonderful people you've ever met. The child didn't commit a crime, the parents did. And a child shouldn't be killed. It's not part of the body of the mother. They want to say it's the mother's body. No, it's not. It's genetically distinct. It's a different human being. And its potential growth may be at some future date, we could transplant that baby to an artificial uterus and grow it elsewhere, and it would be have other adoptive parents. But right now, we can't do that. When someone gets pregnant, these women actually are eventually going to lose their ability to control pregnancy, and the human race will find it irrelevant to have women. Women will become irrelevant when you can have genetically engineered human race where the parent becomes a state and Planned Parenthood becomes Planned Parenthood, not because they're aborting, but because they're the birthing centers for all the human race, say, 20 or 40 years from now. That 20 or 40 years can go by really damn quickly, and people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Teagle. No, they don't.
It's so stupid. I'm not. And you can't attack me and get away with it. Okay, you can't. I devil dog dare you to call in or even to email or try to see if you can contact me. And don't threaten me. It's a suicidally stupid thing to threaten Dr. Deagle, okay? I want you to understand you are going to listen now or at the judgment seat, but you're going to damn well listen. And that includes Donald Trump. We either get through to the man now while he's still president, or we're going to meet him at the judgment seat of the Most High God, and he's going to have to answer questions that God will ask, you know, John W. Springer, Deagle, get over here. What did you say on air? And did you try to get through to this man with emails, Twitter, podcast, videos, whatever? Did he not listen? That's what I'm concerned about, because in the balance is not only the America, but also the human race. We're in the balance now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Now, I don't know if we said this on the air or not, but I did speak briefly with you, I believe, off the air about Mark Schnell.
Right. Well, we did do a little bit on Mark Schnell. I want you to expand on that. Go ahead.
This is actually a German term, which means to take action very quickly. There's many versions of it, like hurry up or Mark Schnell. But it is something that happens very quickly in a relatively short period of time.
Right.
And as I believe we may have said on the air already, America does have the technology through satellite imagery to detect nuclear weapons at any depth or location throughout the world.
Right.
But the problem with the strategy that the Kremlin has developed is not that sophisticated. It's just different enough that apparently the wannabes in Washington have not quite figured out. It was never publicized during the Reagan administration. According to the Reagan administration, there never was a Nicaraguan Missile Crisis. We just invaded Grenada for the benefit of the medical students on that island.
Because I worked inside the government, I know what's going on with FEMA and the CDC and FBI. I know they're fully aware. They're aware of these things. And the movie with The Shining years ago, 20 years ago? This is a dance with the devil. That's why I turn on TV, even Fox News. I'm so disgusted by the news just remonstrating over and over again about the Mueller report and about there's no collusion, but there's still obstruction. It's the same thing. This is a dance with the devil. Our military must know. For example, I've had communication with the military here in San Diego, and there's actually military reports that come out which say we should not build supercarriers or these large floating targets. We need to build advanced systems in order to actually knock out, not just like the Phalanx system, which is developed in Quebec, Canada, with, you know, thousands of rounds per second that can hit an incoming missile or hit an incoming torpedo. We need torsion field, gravitonic force field, blocking technology. We need to have systems that can knock it out with high-energy plasma weapons like the Tesla Death Ray. The fact is, I know the guys were working at this White Sands Missile Base, and exactly what the technology is a linear accelerator used in plasma. The fact is, we haven't done this. We have testing labs. We have the technology, but we haven't expanded or deployed it. And the same thing goes with even EMP protection against our power grid. We're sitting ducks, and we know we're sitting ducks, and yet we're investing last year $700 billion in the military to put weapon systems. Now, I want to rechange the name. Instead of a Department of Defense, we should call it an Department of Offense, Murder, and War. And what we're doing is we're offending the other side, so when they attack us, we don't have defense. We're all going to die. It's like that song that he had, you know, when the Black Death came, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, ring around the rosies.
Pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. And that's what's going to happen. And the Russians know it. The Chinese know it. They realize we're heading toward a cataclysm, and we're not far off. We're less than a decade. I don't want to put a date on it. But I can tell you, once this treaty is signed in the Middle East, the clock is going to go tick, tick, tick. And when that tick happens halfway through that 2,520 days, so that seven-year period, it's going to stop. The sacrifice will stop on Yom Kippur after the feast of what's called Sukkot that starts a seven-year treaty by rabbinic law. And 30 days later, Pasha happens, and that's when war breaks out. War that dissolves the ozone layer, war that destroys the biosphere, war that causes super weather and tsunamis, war that causes coastal destruction and super waves and so on, war that causes destruction of the food supply and the EMP will blow the power grid all to hell, and war that causes massive starvation and cannibalism. People say, oh, that won't happen. Let me tell you, if I was actually writing a script for a movie set for a movie, if you think all these B-movies and other movies are bad, I could put together a script that would scare the hell out of the devil himself. I can tell you, I see what's coming, and people don't want to believe it. Say, oh, no, that won't happen. I'm thinking, it's guaranteed to happen if God doesn't intervene. And he's going to intervene through people like us. They're going to say, you know, we want missile defense, not only for us, but for the Russians and Chinese and the North Koreans. We want to make these weapons impotent. We want to make sure that the population is safe from hacking into our power grid or even our air traffic controllers. The Russians have been hacked in a few years ago. Do you know that? They hacked into air traffic controller stations. The Russians did. Did you know that?
Yes. It's been going on
for a
while.
You're aware of that, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're aware of that. And there's a lot of people that aren't aware of these things. They think, well, that's not in the news. Well, I got classified in supernatural sources. And my latest visions I'm having is that the Russians, since we're not doing a damn thing about La Archila Island or Nicaragua, they're now hauling in even more weapons to Kaliningrad because they see their big enemy as Europe. And they see the Europeans as actually becoming a potential thermonuclear threat now, aren't they? Especially since the breakup of the INF treaty that Trump withdrew from because the Russians have been violating it for years. And they're violating it, by the way, in response to us setting up since the Clinton years, the Joint Strike Fighter, which is a sneaky way to completely get rid of ground-based intermediate-range nuclear missiles, have a stealth bomber that can bomb the crap out of another country, and they won't even see them coming. So the Russians say, well, you're going to violate it. We're going to violate it, too. And remember, the Russians are part Mongolian and red-haired, you know, Eastern, if you want to call it Nordic peoples. These are not passive people. You're not going to crush them and expect to get away with it, are you?
No.
All right? And they've already gone through hell. We actually did hell. The British and the Vatican destroyed 100 million Russians. I mean, how big would Russia be, not 160 million, if those 100 million people weren't killed over the last century with three pogroms? Probably be about 300 or 400 million people in Russia now, wouldn't there?
I'd say close to a half a billion, but...
Close to half a billion. They would be a big damn country. They'd be the size of Europe in population, but they're not. Yeah, and so what I see coming is bad, really bad. And the Russians are no slouches, man. Scientifically, these guys are geniuses. They got advanced scalar technology, space-based weather technology, advanced hypersonic cruise missiles. They're even being robotic warriors. And I've seen the actual models of the damn things. Oh, my gosh. You want to get into battle with a 40-foot-tall, remotely operated Russian warrior or one where there's a warrior inside the super robot? I mean, you see these movies out now about, you know, these big machines on the battlefield. Let me tell you, you don't need to have a whole lot of these to take out a whole army.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Deagle, I hope that our listening audience heeds our warning and advice. I hope that they contact the president on our behalf. Because... there's someone at the White House, obviously, that doesn't like you or me, and it's just possible that one of our listeners might get through.
Well, sometimes they hack. For example, I just had on the show here Gordon Chang from North Korea about the nuclear issues and the coming collapse, and his wife politely said, well, no, he can't come on your show. I know why. They hacked my name. If you hack my name, you're going to say, there's no way I'm going to go on Deagle's show. He's going to ask me questions I don't want to answer. So I had him on for one segment a few weeks ago. He's terrified to come back. But guess what? The truth has to come out or our nation will die and the human race will...